All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've covered quite a bit of material, and I'm going to start summarizing because I'm at the hour mark. So we've done quite a bit of concepts, and I want to just discuss briefly how you would use all this stuff. Well, there's three main purposes of music theory, in my opinion. One is for songwriting, two is for improvisation, and three is just to appreciate the music you love just for its own sake, whether you want to play those things or not. Just by understanding the nuts and bolts of it, it makes you appreciate music more. You know, it's like taking an art appreciation class or something. You know, I knew nothing about art, and I actually did not like my art appreciation class when I took it in college. But having taken that class, at least now I can go into a museum and look at things with a little more appreciation than if I hadn't taken that class. So let's start with the third one, appreciation. Analyze your favorite song. Get the chords, transcribe the chords, you know, buy the sheet music, whatever you do, and analyze the progression. All right, pick a famous chord progression, pick a famous tune, and analyze the chord progression, and just why is this so pleasing, okay? You know, like, for example, the first thing that pops in my head, very famous. Without even me saying it, you probably know what song that is. Hotel California, right? Why is this? It's a great song. Because the lyrics are great and everything. But it's a very pleasing chord progression. Sorry, I'm talking and playing at the same time. Here we go. So, if we call this the tonic key, it's 1 and 5. By the way, we're in a minor. It's B minor. We're in B minor. So 1 and 5, which is dominant, like I said, it often is. And then 7. And then here's 3. I'm sorry, there's 4, excuse me. And it's a 4 major in this case, so we're slightly outside the key. Because usually the 4 in a minor would be... The 4 in a minor key would be minor, but in this case it's major. And then 6. And then 3. And then 2. I'm sorry, 4. Like, the first thing that pops into my head. Even before I say anything, a lot of you will recognize this song. And it's a great song. Lyrically and everything else. Great guitar solo at the end, too, but... Even just that right there, it's a very pleasing chord progression. You know, that in of itself is, you know, it was bound to be a hit song just because the progression is so cool. And we happen to be in B minor, it's Hotel California, in case you're wondering. We happen to be in B minor, and it's 1 and then 5, which is dominant, or a 7th chord, which I said it often is. Then 7 and then 4, in this case, major, not minor, that's a non-diatonic chord. Then 6. And then 3. And then 4 minor this time, like it's supposed to be. And then 5 again. Repeating that, we got B minor 1. 5 dominant, or 7 chord. 7. 4 major instead of minor. 6. Said it often is. All right, it's a very cool chord progression. I actually have a whole song on my album, Just the One of Us. If you look it up on Spotify, those of you who are interested, it's called New York Inn, and it's a pun because it's taken from the chord progression of Hotel California. Get it? Hotel California, New York Inn. So anyway, I just wrote a new melody on it. I like jamming on that progression, so I made it an up-tempo jazz song, and that's what that recording is. That leads me to realize there's a fourth element in a fourth element to why we should do music theory is because you could transpose. So I skipped over the songwriting. We'll get back to it. I skipped over the improv. We'll get back to it. And we talked about analyzing the progression just now and appreciating the progression so that you know music theory appreciation. Music theory has a tool for appreciation. And then the fourth one, which I just realized, is transposing. Transposing means I'm going to take the same progression and put it in a different key. Suppose I can't sing that song in its original key because it's too high. That happens to me all the time. I never sing the songs in the original key. When I go and perform, I put everything down like a fifth or a fourth or something. So, for example, you know, just me personally, rather than try and sing, you know, I could never do that, right? So I'm going to take it way lower. Let's say I'm going to take it down to E minor. So instead, I don't have to write it out now. I don't have to write out the chords. I just know it's... high for me, but whatever, it's a lot better than the old key, and I can just instantly transpose. So that's another reason. All right, so let's go back to the two main. Neither of those things were, in my opinion, as important as the first two things, which is songwriting and improvisation. Well, regarding songwriting, you know, just these things all overlap a little bit, but regarding songwriting, just the fact that I analyzed that progression, you know, it helps me understand what makes a very pleasing progression. And then when I go and try and write something, I have those tools. I sort of, you know, I've absorbed, you know, music from the masters, if you will, and it comes out in my writing. But getting a little more specific, you can pick any four chords out of any harmonized scale and it'll sound good together. All right? We were just in E minor. And, my E minor harmonized scale again. Pick any four chords or any three chords or any five chords, doesn't matter. But, you know, just as a place to start, you pick four chords and make a section out of it, make a musical section out of it. Like, bar section. It goes 1, 6, and then 4. Oh, I'm sorry. I think I did. And then 7, but I think the harmonic rhythm was different when I first did it. So I went 1 to 6, and then 4, and then 7, back to 1, and that could be a song, right? Make up a little melody. And you can write songs all day long with that. And then going even further than that, and this leads into improvisation, you can, still in the songwriting bit, but it blurs the lines into improv. If you know what key is the relative major of that key, and you know a major scale, let's assume all you knew was one major scale on the guitar, and that's it. You didn't know any other scales, right? You could make music, you could find melody notes just within that. In other words, I'm in the key of E minor, which is the relative minor to the key of G. All right. If you had to figure that out, by the way, you would say, okay, well, I'm in E minor, and E is the sixth of whatever the relative major is, right? So E is 6, So I go up a whole step to 7, which is F sharp, and I go up a half step to 8, which is G. So you're going in reverse from what we did before. To find, before we started in the major key and we found the relative minor, well, now we're in the relative minor, and you're asking yourself, okay, well, this, if this is the sixth of some key, then what key is that? That's how you do, that's how you find the relative major. But that's just an aside note. If you know a G major scale in this case, and I play my little progression, all right, and I switched over to electric guitar so I could do a loop for you, so that you could hear both the melody, the improvised melody, and the chords at the same time. All right, so I'm in the key of E minor, which is the same as G. Is I took G major, and actually, to be a little more accurate, I took it from the sixth scale degree. Same, if I only know one fingering, let's say, you know, we should learn like at least one position of a major scale, and then go up to the sixth note, 1 2 3 4 5 6, and then play it from that note to its octave. Technically the key I'm in, and all those notes are going to fit over this progression. I only played the notes only in that one octave. See how much fun that is? And then that leads into the whole, so that could be a songwriting tool. You could try and make a melody here. Let me just do a quick melody here. I don't know. Something that you could sing, you know. You could do it by voice, or you could do it on the guitar, but I'm going to do it on the guitar right here. So making up a melody to actually write a song here. Take it, and if you make money on it, take me out for dinner, okay? So, it's that easy. You know, I just wrote a little section of a song right there, and I can do this stuff all day long, and now you can too. Going further on, if I feel like improvising, if I'm not into songwriting, I'm more into improvising, I could take that E minor scale or G major scale and play it all over the neck, and if I know my pentatonics, which is only 5 out of the 7 notes. This is a whole nother topic. But it leaves out 2 of the notes. It's a lot easier to play on guitar, and a lot more, it can be a lot more expressive than the major scales sometimes. You can use E minor pentatonic in this case, which is the same as G major pentatonic. And if you don't understand all that, we're not going to go into it. But right now, I'm going to simply use E minor scale and E minor pentatonic. Sorry. Alright, I'm talking more than I'm playing here. And I'm just going to jam out on it. And I know that since all my chords are diatonic to the key of E minor, then all these notes are going to fit no problem. That was all E minor pentatonic. Here's E minor scale. Just putting it together however I feel like it. Have fun and good luck.